wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
Well, I hearken back to a couple of years ago when I went up to Casinorama and saw Boston. And I was like, man, this is an unbelievable concert. And look at this guy. He's just cutting on his axe in front of me. He's got the head swing, the hair swinging, the big arm swing. I mean, the guy was swinging. I don't know if I made that clear or not, but he was swinging. And I had to look him up. Who is this guy? And believe it or not, it was Michael Sweet from Stryper. And this is Stryper playing. This is not Boston. This is Stryper playing here. And they've got a new release, which is called The Covering. Comes out in February and is already causing a bit of controversy because they're covering songs from bands like Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Scorpions, Van Halen, UFO, Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, Queen, Kansas, Pat Boone. Wait, hold on. That slipped in there. Sorry. Pat Boone. Is that true, Michael? You're going to cover Pat Boone?
As far as I would say I would go to cover Pat Boone is that I know Pat Boone.
Yeah.
I've met Pat Boone. So
That qualifies, yeah, for sure. Hey, good to chat with you again. I was looking online at my own website, which is a little creepy, but 2 years ago, that's how long it's been. Well, a year and a half maybe since you've been on the show. How are things?
Things are well. They're a bit crazed, meaning, you know, I've got probably 10 different things going on at the moment and getting ready to start a tour. I'm going to be leaving for rehearsals February 18th, and, you know, it's just kind of a whirlwind. It's been a whirlwind, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, you know?
Are you still doing anything with Boston?
Well, as far as I know, I don't know what the latest situation is with Boston. It typically, historically speaking, they go out and tour, if everybody's lucky, every 4 or 5 years, you know?
Right.
And they toured in 08. I was part of that. And, you know, they were supposed to tour. There was talk of them touring this year. And that's kind of been put on hold. And there's talk of them possibly touring next year. I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
I really don't know. It could be next year, it could be this year, it could be in 4 years, I really don't know.
You could be Ace Frehley number two if you toured with Kiss. Huh? What do you think?
Oh, man. Well, you know what's funny is when I toured with Boston, we were touring with Styx.
Yeah, oh, buddy,
I have gotten the Dennis DeYoung comparison since I was 15 years old.
Right.
And, you know, I kept joking with the guys. I became really good friends with the guys in Styx. They're sweethearts, absolutely wonderful, salt-of-the-earth people. And, you know, I kept joking with them about, you know, let me come out and you know, sing a song. And the singer, who is from Canada, by the way, and he actually would joke with me and say that, you know, you sound more like Dennis than I do.
Man.
So I always got a kick out of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, listen. Here's the question, right? Michael Sweet, Stryper. Again, it's interesting. I would love to know how many times you've been asked this. Probably not directly, but people, you know, in the blogs or in the papers or in the mags, whatever, you know, TMZ.
Yep.
Are you guys still Christians? Because, like, this album you have, you're covering Satan music.
Well, let me tell you my take on that. First of all, absolutely, without question, we are stronger Christians and stronger in our faith than we've ever been. Okay? And I believe that to be true. I see that in each individual band member. And we're very serious about what we do. We always have been, but even more so now. And even more, the reason why we wanted to make such a record, because we're the type of band, we go out of our way to break down the stereotype and the walls that people build, okay?
Yeah.
The rules and regulations that are, according to their opinions, they go hand in hand with what being a true quote-unquote Christian is. And,
well,
you know what? It's just not about that.
No, but you know what this means, Michael? It means you are not, you are officially an autodidactic iconoclast.
Okay. I'll have to look that up, man. I'll Google that.
All right. Just be careful where you go with that, though.
You know, I just feel, here's what I believe. You can certainly, as a Christian, of course, easily cross a line and go over that line of becoming a person that is off base and that is a bad example and a bad witness and all that stuff.
Have you been following me around?
Well, I've been following myself around because I've been there and I've done that. I mean, I've been a poor example. I've been a bad witness. And, you know, but the thing is with this music, we can never deny or run away from our past. And our past is our past. And that is all the bands that you hear on this record, those are the bands that made Stryper who they are musically, period. And we wanted to show people that, the fans who have been asking for that. We wanted to show them and just kind of, as I put it, roll up our sleeves, have some fun, loosen up a little bit. We were very appropriate, I believe, in the lyrical content and the choice of songs, you know?
Yeah, there's nothing
on there lyrically you can read or tell me or pull out and say, this is satanic or this goes against what you stand for.
Right, okay.
There's right. Nothing.
Okay, I'll believe you. Here's the list, folks. Set Me Free. I don't know who wrote that song, but
That's a group called Sweet.
All right, okay. Blackout, Scorpions, Heaven and Hell, Black Sabbath. Really? Black Sabbath? Lights Out, UFO. Every time I hear UFO, I think of Larry Norman. Carry On, Wayward Son, Kansas. Highway Star, Deep Purple, Shout It Out Loud, Kiss. Over the Mountain, Ozzy Osbourne, The Trooper, Iron Maiden, Breaking the Law, Judas Priest. On Fire, Van Halen, Immigrant Song, Led Zeppelin. And then what's this other song, God?
Well, we just thought, when I was kind of envisioning the record and the layout and whatnot, I thought it would be very, appropriate and ideal to end the song, end the record, with the most powerful song that we've ever done. And God is just that. If you listen to it, musically and lyrically, I think the most powerful song we've ever done. It's the most bold song. It's the most in your face. And I thought it would just wrap up what we're trying to say with this record. And if you look at the artwork, there's the image on the cover of, some people think it's an angel or, you know, it's a character with wings, black wings and scars on his face. And obviously walking on the dark side, you know, who's fallen and been through battles. And basically the point is that this character has turned away from God and turned his back on God. And through the power of God's covering, reverts back and is, you know, reborn and you know, completely renewed through the power of Christ. And that's what the back is, signifies white wings, no scars, blue eyes, you know. And that's the power of God, man. God changes us and transforms us.
You know, last time I talked, you didn't have, there was a spark in your voice right now that wasn't there. Of course, the last time we spoke was just shortly after your wife passed away, and obviously that would just kick you in the guts something fierce. But yeah. What's different from then till now? What's different about you, man?
Well, I'm excited because I can see the future. You know, I feel and I sense in this band that we've never been more serious about what we do. We've never been better at what we do. And the calling has never been greater on what we do. And because of that, I'm really excited. I really am. I'm excited about 2011, and I'm excited about the future. And I think this band has a lot more, the call of duty for this band is great. And I think there's a lot of people out there that need to hear the message. And we're going to do our best to deliver that message. And even if it's in a small way, we've been doing it since 1984. And we're going to continue doing it, you know?
Fantastic. The last time I spoke with you, and every time I bring up a Stryper, there's a couple things that always come out. First of all, the first time I saw you guys live was Knott's Berry Farm. It was some Jesus night there. It was like New Year's Eve, and it was all Christian bands. And I was 17 or 18, I think.
Wow.
I was about 7. I had run away from home, and I went down to California. I was living down there. And we all went down. But I didn't actually get to see you guys. I heard you from outside of the fence. I got kicked out of the park that day.
Wow.
Because, you know those squirt gun machine, you know, the game where you go, one, two, three, and then you shoot the water into a target and it, like a horse goes up a track and the...
Of course.
Right? Well, my buddy and I decided it would be really funny to, on the count of three, nail the girl who was running the game with the squirt gun.
Oh,
right?
Oh, man.
And one, two, three, and he chickens out. I'm the only one that does it, and I hit her dead in the eyeball with this squirt gun.
Oh, man.
And I got kicked out. Yeah.
Oh, man. So that's, now, what year? Do you remember what year? Was this around 85, 86?
That's exactly when it was.
Okay. Because I was going to say, because there was a time, that's when I was in the band, but there was a time when Stryper played on Sprague Farm around 92.
No, yeah, it wasn't.
Or three, that Dale, I'm trying to think of his,
What's his first name, Chippin?
No, one of the brothers in Bride, and I feel like a complete putz.
That's all right. Welcome to my life. So I'll save you and go on to my next story. My next Stryper story is interviewing your bandmate, Oz, on the morning of the first morning of his honeymoon.
Dale Thompson. I had to say that.
Okay.
I had a brain fart. I'm sorry.
Man. Okay. Can we go back to me now for a second?
Yes, I'm sorry.
So listen, why would Oz allow me to interview him on the morning of the first morning of his honeymoon? Why would he do that?
You know, I don't know. I can't answer for Oz, but I could tell you that I would probably do the same thing, and that's why my wife, is constantly in the rolled eye position,
right?
You know, because she supports everything I do, but you know, I'd probably do the same thing. Because guys don't think.
No, right. I know. Exactly. That's right. There's two ladies in the studio who just put their thumbs up for that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so Oz is still married to the ex-hooker gal. What's her name again?
He is. Her name is Annie Lobert.
Right. And, boy, she's doing quite a work. Are they living in Vegas still?
They are.
Okay. And where are you at with love, man?
I have a wonderful wife, beyond wonderful. She's absolutely heaven sent. She's amazing, man. She's just one of those people that will get up at 6 a.m. and work till 6 a.m., completely doing everything and anything for everyone else but herself, you know?
Yeah.
She has a servant's heart, and she's amazing. She's so giving. And I just sit back and I think, wow, you know, to have been blessed with Kyle and to have been blessed with the marriage that I had, and then to have a second time around to be blessed with an absolute angel and such a wonderful woman, it just boggles my mind, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love her. She's amazing. And we're just trying to still build our new life together and move forward in life.
How long have you been married now?
We've just been married over a year. We married on January 8th, Elvis Presley's birthday.
Okay.
And it's just over a year.
Did you have a wedding singer that was like a Elvis impersonator at all? No?
No wedding singer, man.
Okay.
But, you know, I have sung at weddings, so I guess I can be considered a wedding singer.
Now, listen, I've heard this time and time again that when a spouse loses their spouse and they came from a happy marriage, that they remarry earlier.
You know something? There's been a lot of mixed reactions and emotions and comments on that, and I've read and heard so many different things. But, you know, this is what I have to say about it. You can't put a description or a timetable on something like that.
Right.
You just can't, because it's going to be different for everybody. And you know what? Whatever that person needs to do and whatever they've gone through, let them do it, you know?
Mm.
Let them do whatever it takes to heal and to move on and to carry on. And that's my mentality. And, you know, I had some people that didn't really understand me having found someone so quickly. But, you know, I didn't plan it.
Yeah, and I think those who are, they were probably close to Kyle, right? And you guys together as a couple or whatever. And it takes a while for those people to adjust,
I think. Who was closer to Kyle?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I was married to Kyle for 21 years. Nobody knew Kyle like me, you know?
Yeah.
And I know what she would want for me, and I know what I would want for her if it had been reversed. I would want her to be happy, and she would want me to be happy, you know?
Well, I'm happy you're happy.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you.
I mean, I don't know you that well, but, you seem like a good guy, and you probably deserve a little bit of happiness.
Well, I try to be a good guy. I don't feel that I am sometimes, but I try to be.
Good for you. When can we get our grubby little hands on the CD, the covering? When?
Well, it's been some controversy over the on and off, again, release dates. It was supposed to be sometime last year, and then early part of this year, and then February 1st. Now it's February 15th. Okay. I can tell you this and assure everyone listening that it's definitely February 15th. It hits the streets. We start touring in March. We're going to be touring on and off throughout the whole year.
And you're
overseas, South America, Canada, America, you name it.
Good. So you are coming up this way.
We are, absolutely.
Beautiful. And when can we go to our website and start to see some of those tour details?
You can start seeing tour details in the next 2 to 3 days, probably Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, cool. I was astounded how many people have commented to me that, dude, you got Michael on the show again? That's awesome. There is a lot of Striper fans still up here in Toronto. So,
you know, I got to say, man, and I say this from the bottom of my heart and so sincerely, I'm humbled. I'm always humbled at the fact that we have so many supporters and fans and people who have stuck by us and been there for us through thick and thin. And you know what? I love you guys. I can't say
enough. Oh, stop.
And I'm so grateful and thankful for everyone out there. I am.
You're so nice.
Well, it's true.
Not bad for an American. Michael, thank you very much. We're going to go out with another track from this CD. I hope it flies, man. I hope it flies. I really do.
Thank you, brother. Really appreciate it, and we do too. We're praying and believing, and we're just going to keep doing what we're doing regardless, you know?
All right, dude. Thanks, man.
Okay, man. Take care.
Bye-bye. Michael Sweet on the Drew Marshall Show. Here's one of their tunes. It's called God. We'll be right back with our final guests on the show today, folks. I don't think I could put any more guests in one show. I'm quite looking forward to these two. They seem rather cheeky, so we'll see where this goes. Diane Lee Clemons, Amoy Levy, both gospel recording artist extraordinaire. Stay with us.
Being on ice, spirits dying, wickedness.
Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca. Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our 4-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.